Vic Stevens' mistaken identities. Some hot stuff, man. And once again, dreamboxmedia.com. You can find out more information. But the disc is also at Amazon, iTunes.
iTunes, CD Baby.
Yep, that Laser's Edge is now carrying it as well at lasercd.com. Because we love Ken. And you know,
that's a great label, I heard.
Yeah, it really is very cool. Also, too, some great food has come out of that house.
Really?
Yeah, that... No, I'm serious. You know, we've had some great barbecue. I mean, we had, what, stone pizzas?
Yeah. You know, it's great stuff.
It's good stuff. And it's almost as...
And good kosher food.
Yes. And you know what? I was never into kosher food until Ken turned it on to me. And, you know, I don't think he's listening right now. He's walking Tia. So, but he did want to say hello to you. So, yeah, I got to thank you, man. This was great tonight.
It was great being here.
Yeah, like, you know, is there other bands looking to get you in to play or other session work?
Yeah,
or?
I'm doing a project now that I'm rehearsing with for a project coming up at the end of this month, actually. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of a rock, pop, Christian record mm-hmm. that I'll be playing on and probably mixing half the record.
Yeah.
So that's the only thing that's... that I'm doing, that I'm involved in right now, that for playing aspect of things.
Yeah, we got to give a special shout out, by the way, to Blue and Jerry, who gave us a call here down in Chemung. Vic wants to
great singer, great musician,
and
great drummer.
They're good people. Also, I got to say hello to some people who emailed us through the course of the week, and I want to say hi to. I know Derek checked in with us. He wanted to say a special hello to. All the work that you've done, he said he want to give a special hello to you because he got turned on to you by us and has bought your stuff online and loves it quite heavily. Also want to give a special shout out to Brad and Heather listening to us in London, England tonight through Z889.com. Also want to say hi to Donna listening to us in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, emailed us earlier this week. Also Salty out there in Burlington, New Jersey, Rich and Ryan in Toms River and John in Philadelphia. And I also want to say hi to Bob listening to us down in Hamilton, Mr. Bob Finger. I'm going to give a special hello to him. And also Jack tuned in Pemberton tonight. So, you know, they all love you.
Oh, thanks. And,
before we close out tonight, we're going to wrap up with this last track here. And we're going to run with this one. This one is the title cut of People Could Talk. Why this one?
Well, I think it's an interesting track because I really... focused on not playing a lot of drums on this record, on this cut, I should say, actually. And but the tune really sits into a really funky place, so it kind of says a lot in a musical standpoint inside.
And for those of you listening to us both online and obviously here on the radio, we're going to feature more of Vic's other work as well, some of the stuff he did with Gongzilla and McGill Mannering Stevens a little bit later in the show, and you know, the more great stuff there too. And I pulled this one out, Gongzilla Suffer. I mean, this one, this is from the early days here at this studio, and I'm gonna feature a track you played on there that still to this day I think is some of your best work.
Thanks. Oh, that was Alan Holdsworth. Yeah, that was great. Alan Key. And
what was that like? I mean, I know you only played a couple tracks on that album, but
well, he's been an idol of mine for years, and playing with him, it was one of those things that you're listening in the headphones thinking, wow, this guy sounds just like Holdsworth. Mm-hmm. And then you realize, well, it is Holdsworth.
Yeah. So that must have been crazy.
Yeah, it was a great thing, man.
Yeah, I've seen him a few times live. Had the honor of bringing him on at Nearfest, which was my first time ever in 10 years going up on stage at Nearfest. And you know, him, Chad, and Jimmy were great. And you know, I mean, people always say, oh, you know, he's always depressed or mopey or whatever. But you know, dude, I don't care what he is. As long as he's playing that guitar, I could care. I mean, and I love everything he's done. There are people that either love him or they don't like him at all. And, you know, like, oh, he noodles around too much. But I've never heard.
He can noodle all day. It's great.
Yeah, it's like it hits me here. And, you know, that's Jersey Shore music right there. When you're driving down the shore, I mean, some of those great discs, man. But I'm glad to see you and him record together for that project.
Yeah,
that was a lot of fun. In the meantime, Vic, I don't know how to thank you. It's
a pleasure, man.
And hopefully, in some capacity down the road, are you ever gonna take this on the road?
I'd like to. It's all finances.
Right.
That's the bottom line for everything.
Yeah.
And the market right now is really tough.
Mm-hmm.
So until I can break into that niche of where I can support a tour, it's going to be tough to do that. Because I need to have, the guys. I don't want to go out, without everything that's needed.
Yeah. Well, if you get some kind of incarnation of a project to do this music, if you would like to have us be your guinea pig and come on down here and play in the studio,
it'd be great.
Lot of fun, man. I mean, it really would be some great tape, not to mention we now have a mixing board you can plug into, so it'd be a lot. Before we used to do the Tom Gagliardi wall of sound, but nonetheless, Vic Stevens, check out the website, vicstevens.com, giantstepsrecordings.com. Is it giantsteprecordings.com?
No, recording.
Recording.com. And my papers fell on the floor. So, but check out the website and once again, dreamboxmedia.net. Am I right on that one?
I think it's .com. Yeah.
It's a .com, .net world. Dreamboxmedia.com. Find out more information. Once again, you can go to Laser's Edge at lasercd.com. Also, of course, Amazon, iTunes, cdbaby.com, and
Wayside. Music.
Yeah, Wayside Music, right. at cuneiformrecords.com. They're all tied in together. Thanks, man.
Hey, thank you.
No, you're the man. And we have to eat some barbecue real soon.
Yeah.
Oh, I got a great photo, by the way, of us. I'm talking about this on air. Rodizio.
Yeah.
I'm going to scan them and I'm going to email them to him. I'm going to put them up on our photo album on the website.
But, there you go.
People would think very funny things looking at us together. But anyway, you're the man, Vic, and we love you.
Right on. Thanks.
Stay cool.